Modern travelers have no difficulty preserving a memento of their journey. If you've ever been to Athens, you most certainly have at least one photo of the Parthenon. But for ancient travelers, it was essential to have a good visual memory and some drawing skills. In the first room of the section dedicated to the Parthenon, the account, in fact, starts with a drawing, the first one done in the modern era by a traveler, Ciriaco de Pizzicolli, known as Ciriacus of Ancona. A humanist, epigrapher, and tireless traveler, Ciriacus made two visits to Athens in 1436 and 1444. He was the first to understand that the church dedicated to the Virgin Mary on the city's Acropolis was none other than the ancient temple dedicated to the goddess Athena and decorated by the great sculptor Phidias. Ciriacus's testimony is all the more precious because shortly thereafter, in 1456, the Turkish occupation made Athens inaccessible. Only two centuries later were foreign travelers able to re-enter the city. In 1675, two young explorers, the Frenchman Jacob Spon and the Englishman George Weller, after bribing the guards at the Acropolis fortress with two measures of coffee, saw the Parthenon, now transformed into a mosque, and drew it. In 1679, a publication shown here in this room was based on their drawings. During their journey, they met a French embassy at Constantinople. Do you remember the painting at the entrance? Yes, it's them. Jacques Carré, the likely painter of that large canvas, is also credited with a splendid notebook of drawings documenting the decoration of the pediments shortly prior to the Parthenon's bombardment in 1687. You will see it on display in the next room on the right, and a touchscreen on the wall will allow you to leaf through it. On the opposite side of the room are items bearing witness to one of the most tragic moments in the history of the Parthenon. During the Venetian siege in 1687, as already alluded to, a cannon shot landed on the monument and struck the gunpowder store held inside, causing a large explosion that severely damaged the building and its decoration. The damage was followed by looting, first by the Venetians, then later, and most famously, by Lord Elgin in 1801. Numerous pediment sculptures and 80 meters of frieze were transferred to London.